Joining us now is our good friend Dwight Barnes. He's on the road for the Ronald McDonald House Charities, part of his 1,000-mile journey home. And, Dwight, how are you this afternoon?
Ken, I'm great. Thanks again for having me on your show.
Well, it is my pleasure. We like to keep up with you. It's kind of like our version of Where's Waldo, you know? Where's Dwight? Maybe. Where's Dwight this week? So where are you, Dwight?
I'm in Bangor now.
In Bangor. Destination Bangor, Maine. You and Roger Miller.
There you go.
Kings of the road.
So there is
a Ronald McDonald House in Bangor, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I was there this morning. Got a nice tour. They have another very impressive facility up here, as they did in Portland. And it was really nice to see it. They're just getting ready to get some families back into their building. With the COVID situation, they've been pretty much shut down, but they're getting ready to roll again. They're anxious to get back to doing what they do best, and their volunteers are also anxious to get back into the building and do their thing as well. So.
And what Dwight is doing, and Dwight is a former owner-operator of a couple of McDonald's restaurants in New Hampshire, and he is walking 1,000 miles to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. He spent almost 40 years in the McDonald's restaurant business, and now he's certainly giving back with this endeavor because a lot of their charitable events that were scheduled for this summer were canceled for obvious reasons. And your original goal, Dwight, was $100,000. Now it's up to $250,000. And how is the how are the collections coming along?
We're closing in on about $80,000 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty pleased with that.
Yeah.
I've received actually cash donations along the way. People have pulled off to the side of the road and given me money. I actually went to a hotel down in Camden, Cedar Crest. They were nice enough to provide a complimentary room for the stay. And then the gal behind the counter got her pocketbook out and made a real nice cash donation.
Wow.
As well.
Wow. That is nice. That is great to hear. So have you been to a McDonald's yet today?
Yes, I started my day on Main Street in Bangor.
Mm-hmm.
I went in to see owner-operator Marty Ekman and had some breakfast there as I was headed towards the house.
Very good. Very good. So I suppose you didn't have a filet-of-fish sandwich for breakfast.
No, not too early for that. Well, the old stand by Egg McMuffin.
But I know you did last week, at least I think you did, have at least one filet of fish.
I sure did.
I might have beat you. I had a couple.
Good some for breakfast, right, Ken?
Well, not necessarily for breakfast,
right.
But shortly thereafter, though, you know, like around 11 o'clock, something like that, but before the show. But you can't beat those filet of fishes. That's my favorite, I think, favorite fast food dish of all time. A McDonald's filet of fish. If somebody was on the newlywed game with me, that's what my response would be. But at any rate, so what does your schedule look like for the rest of this day, Dwight?
Today's a partial day, so I'm going to rest up and I'm going to get ready to head towards Newport. I'll head out of here tomorrow around 7. So I'll be headed towards Newport, Skowhegan, Farmington, then on into Rumford. Then I'll be back into New Hampshire in Gorham. That'll be in about 5 days from now. Be back in New Hampshire.
Back in the Granite State, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you still, what, how much mileage have you put on already on those sneakers, on those boots, I should say, on the boots you're wearing?
Right. I'm at about 290 right now.
290. Okay.
Yeah. And, the next, Ronald McDonald House is in Burlington, Vermont. That's about 300 miles away. So
300 miles away. 300 miles, and you'll be walking all the way.
That's right. Yeah. Cover that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So now you're done for the day, or you're taking a rest for the remainder of this day?
Yes.
All right. So now
scheduled a partial day. Yeah.
Good. Good. So now, typically, when would you begin tomorrow?
I'll be out the door by 6:30, 7 o'clock, probably.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be a nice weather day, so we'll get going early.
All right, Bangor now, and what's the next stop? Newport.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be Newport, and then the next
Newport, Maine. That is, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
And then Skowhegan after that, and
Farmington.
Yeah, right along Route 2, pretty much. It runs right from Bangor over to Burlington, so I'll be on Route 2 pretty much the whole way.
Yeah. Have you gotten, much media coverage along the way?
Yeah, there have been some articles. The Portland Press Herald did a nice piece. I sat down with Bill Nimitz last week. I did a radio interview with the Hippo last week as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This morning was pretty unusual. They had gotten the media alerted in Bangor, and the three TV stations arrived with cameras this morning outside
the
house.
Wow, I guess you have been getting some coverage, huh?
Yeah, that was a little different. It's kind of strange. It was like a little tiny press conference, but
it's good to have some good news these days. You know, so much of it is negative these days. It's good to have a little good news on radio and TV.
Exactly. That's what the folks said today that came from the TV channels, you know, because most everything is it's either politics or COVID, and it's not a whole lot of fun to talk about. So.
That's what we want to do, I guess, in the media, at least some of the outlets, is accentuate the positive a little bit, as much as we can, anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they're doing there. I'm happy to see that three stations turned out today in Bangor. Right. That is terrific. That's terrific. Yeah. Well, I tell you, you're getting the word out, and that is great. That's what it's all about, and that's why you're out there doing it every day. So, how far is it from Bangor to Newport?
That's about 25 miles.
25 miles. So you'll, I can understand why you're taking a little rest this afternoon, Dwight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next 3 days, 25, 27, and 24.
Wow. I mean, that is just, is amazing. It really is. I guess the good news, the real good news is that the weather is supposed to be very nice starting tomorrow and continuing at least all through the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, that's really good news for me.
Yeah.
The last couple of days coming up, Route 1 and Route 1A to Bangor were terrific. The weather was fantastic, so that was a big help. So it's always a big help when the weather's great.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has to be. And it hasn't. Have there been any real bad days?
Last Saturday, I had to stay in place at the Moody's Motel. It was pouring buckets. It was the remnants of the hurricane that had come up. I think it rained pretty much everywhere I was going to be that day, so I just stayed put. So I am behind by a day.
Okay, so I was going to ask you if you are where you are supposed to be on this date, so you are one day behind as a result of the really torrential rain in some places on Saturday. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't mind walking in some light rain, but the torrential stuff is going to get the boots wet and the socks wet.
No, absolutely. That is certainly understandable. So you're a day behind your schedule, but unimpeded, and the media showed up today. Did you say they were at the McDonald's or the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, they came to visit us at the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, which, that's one of the things we're trying to do with this journey is to get the spotlight on the house.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
On the houses because of the great work that they do. So we really appreciated them coming out today.
Yeah, that's right. And have you seen the result of any of it? Have you seen yourself on TV yet?
There was a little bit down in Portland. They did a piece. We actually, when I was at that house, they did a Zoom call. They set it up for me at the house with the station in Portland, and that wound up being a little clip they had on the news in the evening and in the morning as well. So, I have seen that. I haven't seen what transpired today yet. I guess that'll be on later.
Oh, yeah. You have to tune in to the Bangor News this evening, you know? Absolutely. And that's great. I'm so happy that some media outlets are covering this, as well as us having you on, once a week to update your progress. So 290 miles in. And any aches or pains, or is it going pretty well physically?
It's actually going pretty well.
Yeah.
My feet have been sore for a while.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They will continue to be, but it's manageable. And, again, it's for such a good cause that it doesn't really bother me.
And, again, you can go on to the website, RMHCNE, RMHCNE, Ronald McDonald House Charities, New England, and .org, RMHCNE.org, and you can make a contribution to Dwight that way. And where's the next McDonald's destination? What's the next restaurant?
That'll be Newport.
Okay.
I'll be going there Friday morning. A little unsure what time I'll be in tomorrow night, so we've set the meeting for the visit for 7 a.m. on Friday in Newport.
All right, folks, so if you're going to be, I know we have some listeners in Maine, mostly southern Maine, however, but if anybody's taking a journey to Newport, for example, this Friday, around 7 o'clock, you might see Dwight in action at McDonald's.
You have an Egg McMuffin.
With an Egg McMuffin. All right. Sounds good to me. Well, Dwight, I'm glad that you're making great progress, and I know you lost a day because of the rain, but off to Newport. It's off to Newport for Dwight Barnes, and Dwight, have a good afternoon off. You can watch yourself on TV this evening and get started to Newport early tomorrow morning.
Will do. Again, it's awful nice of you to have me on, Ken. We really appreciate this so much.
Well, we enjoy it. I enjoy following you. I really do, and I think listeners do as well. And I hope they're being generous and making a contribution to the Ronald McDonald House charities in honor of all the great work that you are doing, Dwight. I know you're probably having a pretty good time, though, right? You're enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It has been fun. The greetings that I've received at the McDonald's restaurants have been tremendous. I've got a chance to see some old friends, some of the operators and some of their children that are now in the business.
Wow.
That's been really fun. And, of course, the highlights have been the visits to the houses that are just amazing places. So,
absolutely.
But, yeah, it's been fun. I'm having a great time, and again, really appreciate your time on this.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to join us every week, and we will catch up with you again next week. And have a great Labor Day weekend. I know the weather looks to be very, very nice, so enjoy it. And again, thank you for all you're doing for the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, enjoy the holiday. Thank you. You as well. There's Dwight Barnes on the road, 1,000 miles on foot to raise awareness for the Ronald McDonald House charities throughout New England. He's visiting every Ronald McDonald's house in New England during his 1,000-mile trek.